to you. It's Bread on Nova 103.5 with Sweet Surrender. 25 minute na 10, Darlene wat saam met jou kuier. Gaan nou vandag met jou, alles okay aan jou kant, ek hoop so. Onthou 083-000-1035 as jy met ons wil gesels via WhatsApp of Telegram. So I've got Margot Bishop with me in the studio today, and there's a very special reason why. She's from The Portfolio, representing the Rhino Mama Project. Good morning, Margot. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks, Caroline. Thank you very much for having me in studio.
It's always good to see you. So tell me, how did you get involved with the Rhino Mama Project?
Well, I'm with a company called The Portfolio, and we are a marketing and representation company. And Kifaru Luxury Lodge and Bush Camp are one of our clients. Now, Kifaru is very closely associated with Rhino Mama Project. And Rhino Mama Project is a charity organization that was started in Namibia in 2011. And their sole purpose is to look at ways of both protecting rhino populations and increasing rhino populations in Namibia.
How beautiful is it that it's a young boy who actually started this project?
Absolutely. Yaku's son was actually doing, Yaku is the brains behind the operation, and his son was actually doing a school project on rhinos. And while they were researching and looking into these rhinos and the plight of the rhinos in Namibia, Yaku and his family fell in love with rhinos, and they started this charity organization off the back of that.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you have any stats on the rhino number in Namibia currently, the species that we have here?
Well, in Namibia, we've got both black and white rhino. White rhino are considered near threatened, and there are about 18,000 white rhino individuals left in the world. Because of the conservation efforts and because of the poaching that is involved, no one actually says how many rhino they've got specifically. So we've got an approximation. And with the black rhino, we only have about 5,500 left. And that's worldwide. They're considered critically endangered.
That is baie scary. Dis rarig baie scary. There's an event coming up next week on Thursday, the 22nd of September. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that and what's going to happen around that. But first, let's take some music. It's Jimmy Nail with Ain't No Doubt. Dis 28 minute na 10, jy's by Nova 103.5. It's Jimmy Nail on Nova 103.5 with Ain't No Doubt. So net so 9:30, jy's by Nova 103.5. Thanks, Caroline. And I'm busy having a lovely conversation with Margot Bishop from The Portfolio, representing the Rhino Mama Project. And I'm sure you've heard of the Rhino Mama Project. And actually, it was in June, right, when they found the baby rhino.
Yes, it was in June, and it wasn't one, it was actually two.
Yes.
It was quite strange that very close together, the one was on the 10th of June, and the following one was about 2 weeks later. They found two abandoned white rhino calves, not on the Rhino Mama reserve, on separate reserves, but they were brought to Rhino Mama to be able to give them the care and attention that they needed to try and raise these two little girls that are now being very successfully hand-reared by Rhino Mama.
Oh, that's amazing. Margot said she's got a video that we're going to share on Facebook that you can see these two little babies running around and getting stronger and growing. Next week, Thursday, the 22nd of September, it's World Rhino Days. Anything special planned for that day?
Yes, the Rhino Mama Project are actually using the World Rhino Day to raise awareness and to help raise funds for the Rhino Mama Project and their efforts in conserving the rhino population. So what they're encouraging everyone to do is to dress up either in grey to signify the rhinos or in camo and khaki to celebrate the anti-poaching units that go out daily and put their lives on the line to protect the rhinos. And they do have a pay-today business account. So if anyone wants to donate, you can go on to pay-today and make your donation directly there. Otherwise, they can contact Rhino Mama Project directly. I do have an email address. Can I share that now?
Yes, please do.
It's marketing@rhinomama.com, or there's a cell phone number that's 081 44 44 064. If they want any more information, they can contact Jess directly there and she'll be able to help them out.
Margot, can you please give me that number again?
081-444-064.
Okay, I just want to make sure I've got that number as well. Now, is that the, what are the funds, if they're raising the funds? Because I can imagine that it must be lank expensive to raise a rhino baby, but can you give us some kind of idea on how the funds get used?
Well, this specific fundraising effort is going towards high-tech surveillance equipment that they need on the reserve. The reserve where Rhino Mama is a private reserve that's not geotagged anywhere because of the anti-poaching, and it's a 13,000 hectare reserve, and none of the animals that are there are collared. So they're looking for high-tech surveillance equipment to help them with the patrols and the anti-poaching efforts that they are doing there.
Just for interest's sake, I was wondering, actually, how much milk do they need for these rhino babies?
I'll be lying if I say the exact amount, but it's in excess of about 10,000 litres per baby until they are weaned. And the interesting thing is that the rhino digestive systems are so sensitive that they can't change the brand, they can't change the make, they can't even change from low fat to full fat once they've started on a replacement diet. So it is quite an undertaking to try and raise rhinos, because the milk is just one part of a very specific formula and a recipe for rhino replacement milk.
Well, that's incredible. And it's incredible that we've got people in our country doing work like this and looking after our rhinos. Thank you so much, Margot. Margot is from the portfolio representing the Rhino Mama Project. Don't forget, next week, Thursday, the 22nd of September, it's World Rhino Day. And it would be awesome if you can make a donation towards the Rhino Mama Project. You can make any donation, big or small. It all adds up. It takes a lot of drops to fill a bucket. And you can do so via Bay Today. They've got a business account. You can also look for Rhino Mama on Facebook and or their website. You can email them, marketing@rhinomama.com. We also have a cell phone number, 081-444-064. Or you can just send us a message and ask us, give me the details so I can contribute to this. That's the 22nd of September, so make sure to dress up in grey that day or camo and khaki to celebrate the anti-poaching units. Ek dink dit is awesome dat daar sulke projekte in Namibia gebeur en ons moet dit regtig ondersteun, want dis ons diere ook en dis ons kinders se diere ook. Thank you so much, Margo. I think we're talking to you again next week, Monday, I think.
I think you're actually getting Jess in the studio, and she is directly involved with the rhinos.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to get back to the music. We've got Sarah McLachlan with Adia. After that, we've got Jan Blom coming up, Taylor Hicks of Monsters and Men, and Boys Don't Cry.